Time spokesman John Nicoletti says despite that ruling, the city will battle to the final out.
Obviously, we're disappointed. We thought that we had compelling evidence, but we have more in store when we're able to go to trial. We really just want to make sure that the Angels abide by the terms of their contract.
And the two parties will meet next in court in March. And, hundreds of auto workers demonstrated outside the corporate headquarters of the Ford Motor Company today to protest an outsourcing plan. Ford is considering building a new line of mid-sized passenger cars in Mexico instead of in the United States. There's more news at USARadio.com. This is Russ Ross, and on the USA Radio Network.
A pop quiz for parents with third-grade teacher Mr. Bonner.
Today's quiz will test your general knowledge. One, name one Hollywood director. Two, name one actor from a TV sitcom. Number three, name one comedian. Four, name one game show host. Five, name one professional athlete. Number six, name one reality TV show. And one more question worth 100 points. Name one teacher you've met visiting your kid's school.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kids. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Thank you for listening to the Talkstar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the Talkstar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkstarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkstarRadio.com.
The following program deals with controversial subjects. The theories expressed are not the only possible interpretation.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place for fiction. Fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the X-Zone. My name is Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I will be your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to that place I call the X-Zone. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And we're with you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, live on the Talkstar Radio Network. Now, tonight, our email is working. The email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. And I'd like to thank Victor Ives at Talkstar for helping make that magic happen. And if you'd like to reach us by MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com on AOLIM, xzone studio. And if you'd like to give us a call, it's toll-free throughout the U.S. and Canada at 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free throughout the U.S. and Canada at 1-877-528-8255. On tonight's show, for the first half, David Oates is with us. We're going to be talking about reverse speech. We're going to be sampling you some examples of reverse speech. I've had David on the show a number of times, and I'm going to tell you, if you're listening for the first time on Galaxy 4R or AMC4 or anywhere around the world on streaming audio from TalkStarRadio.com or on Pioneer Radio in the UK and Western Europe, you are in for a treat. When you hear what you really mean when you say something frontwards in reverse, you're going to have to think twice about the way you talk now, aren't you? And then in the second half of the show, Michael Horn joins us. We're going to do an in-depth investigation into the Billy Meyer sightings of UFOs in Switzerland. Now, some people claim that Billy Myers is one of the greatest hoaxers of the century. Others claim that he is a very special person, that he has had more contact with extraterrestrials than anyone else. And we're also going to be talking to Michael about the death threats that Billy's received, his ability to foretell the future, and much, much more. That's tonight right here on the X-Zone. And we come to you live around the world exclusively on the Talkstar Radio Network. What is reverse speech? Well, reverse speech has been called the discovery of the seventh sense. The research into this phenomenon has been described as being of Nobel caliber. It has been featured in numerous publications around the world, and in the United States it has become a household name. That was in the late 90s. It is called reverse speech, the phenomenon of hidden backwards messages in speech. It initially gained worldwide fame in the early 80s as those strange backward messages in rock and roll gained fame. And the one I can remember is in Revolution Number 9 when John is heard saying, "I buried Paul, I buried Paul." And joining us now from Australia is the father of reverse speech, David Oates. David, my good friend, welcome back to the X-Zone.
Oh, it's good to be here, Rob. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing tomorrow morning?
Yeah, well, actually, it's tomorrow afternoon here. It's 1:40 on Saturday afternoon in a very nice, warm summer's day in Adelaide, Australia.
Well, right here at our X-Zone studios in Hamilton, Ontario, it is minus 20 degrees, and we're getting ready for 25 centimeters of snow.
Oh, my gosh. No, well, it's probably about 95 here. So there,
David,
you go. Pardon?
David, we've had you on the show a number of times. Every time you come on, I get more email from people saying, "Is he for real?" Nobody who hears about your phenomenon believes it until they go to your website at www.reversespeech.com, and they sit there, they read, they soak in all the material that you have on your great website, and they play the clips over and over and over, and then, David, they start believing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got a huge website, of course. I've got over 6,000 examples of reverse speech up there, plus a lot of articles and academic tests that have been done, and I have people who spend many days on my website checking out all the examples there. It's you know, I understand people when they first hear about reverse speech are somewhat skeptical. Initially it sounds a little bit bizarre that you can play tapes backwards and hear extra phrases amongst the gibberish. Many people wonder whether it's just all projection or imagination. We're just seeing pictures in clouds is one of the standard criticisms that arises. But as you say, once you hear the examples, they're really quite striking.
All right, David, please stand by. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about how reverse speech really works. So David Oates is our very special guest. His website is www.reversespeech.com. My name is Rob McConnell. You're listening to the X Zone Radio Show. We're coming to you live around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network. Our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. David Oates and I will return as we continue our quest into the unknown of the X Zone Radio Show exclusively on the Talkstar Radio Network.
I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
That is the voice of Harry Truman, and so is this.
Some time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima and destroyed its usefulness to the enemy. That bomb has more power than 20,000 tons of TNT.
Shortly after, we heard this.
Anchored in Tokyo Harbor, the Japanese have just officially laid down their arms. They have signed terms of unconditional surrender.
The Truman Presidency in his own words on CD for 1995. Go to TalkStarRadio.com for information.
Hey, Kenny, open up. I know you're in there, young man. Yo, Kenny, we got school. Kenny, come on. Don't make me break down this door. I'm not lending you money when you're 50. All right. That's it. Come on, y'all.
Who do we want?
Steve!
When do we want them?
Now!
Who do we want?
Steve!
Whatever it takes, don't let your friends drop out. A real friend can make all the difference.
Stop shouting already. What do you think you're doing?
Helping you, that's what.
More ways to help? Go to OperationGraduation.com. A public service message from the U.S. Army and the Ad.
Welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. Our special guest of this first half segment of the tonight's show is David Oates. We're talking about reverse speech. And David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
David, what is reverse speech and how does it work?
Well, essentially, reverse speech is the name given to another form of human communication. The basic theory is that language, as we are speaking, is occurring in two modes. One mode is forwards, which is obviously how I'm talking to you now, and the other mode is in reverse. As the brain is putting the sounds of speech together, it's automatically creating those sounds so that we can deliver two messages at once. One is forwards, and the other one is backwards. And what I do quite literally is I'm analyzing tape recordings of human speech played in reverse. And if you take speech and run it backwards, about once every 20 or 30 seconds, depends on the type of conversation, you'll hear very clear, grammatically correct sentences mixed in amongst the gibberish. And it's my contention that these backward messages are a reflection of what we are thinking and feeling, both consciously and unconsciously, at the time of speaking. So it's the unconscious mind communicating in reverse our real thoughts and real desires. And of course, many times it can be it can reveal the truth of a situation. If someone is lying forwards, you may get that lie corrected and the truth communicated in reverse. So that's what reverse speech essentially is. It is the name given to this extra backwards form of communication that we are all delivering every time that we speak.
David, how did you get involved in reverse speech?
Oh, well, like you, I initially heard about the backward messages in rock and roll, the Paul is Dead on Revolution Number 9, and we might actually play that as the show goes on, just to remind some listeners of that time. I was intrigued and curious about it. I actually heard about it initially in 1984 when I was running a halfway house for street kids, and some of the street kids were playing rock and roll records backwards and were hearing these strange phrases and were quite scared to what they were hearing. So I went home that night and I rewired a tape player to play these tracks backwards, primarily to show the kids that there was nothing to this. I've been involved in audio and electronics for most of my life, so it sort of it piqued my imagination being in that field anyway, and I began to run these backward records backwards that they claim had these messages, and much to my surprise I was hearing what they were claiming. And about 2 or 3 months after I found it in speech, well, for the first 2 or 3 months I played most of my music collection backwards, and then about 2 or 3 months later I accidentally stumbled across the phenomenon in normal speech. So, And then I was quite intrigued. Once I found it in speech, my curiosity was piqued, and it took on a life more than just, like, it's one thing to play records backwards and be quite amused or fascinated by what you find, but to suddenly find it in speech, appearing to communicate the truth, it takes on a whole different dimension from a strange oddity into something that I thought had the potential to be quite significant.
1-877-528-8255, toll-free throughout the U.S. and Canada. My name is Rob McConnell. Our special guest is David Oates. He is the gentleman who brought reverse speech to the masses, not only do the songs sometimes play hidden messages like the Beatles did with Revolution 9, where at the end, if you turn the record backwards, it says, I buried, John is heard saying, I buried Paul, I buried Paul, I buried Paul. And it was a marketing ploy. You know, it worked great. It tied right into Abbey Road, where the Beatles were walking across the street. Paul had bare feet. There was a car parked on the right-hand side, I believe it was. License plate was 28 if.
Uh-huh.
And Paul was 27 at the time. He would have been 28 if he would not have been killed. And then it also ties into the day in the life. It was a great marketing ploy. These guys were geniuses, I'll tell you.
Oh, yes, it worked. It worked very well. And for many years, the Beatles actually denied that they did this intentionally. But I believe it was just 2 or 3 years back, wasn't it, that Paul McCartney came out and finally admitted that it was a marketing ploy put together by John Lennon. And it worked well.
It certainly did, David. And what I'd like to do is, when we come back from a commercial break that we're going to in, I guess, in about a minute and a half, I'd like to play for our listeners some of these clips that you have. They are truly amazing. And, David, I am very happy that you're with us tonight. It reminds me of old times.
Yes, it does. I'm thrilled to be here too, mate.
Are you stay there, my friend. You and I are coming back after a two-minute break. By the way, has anybody ever told you you sound like Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee?
Do I? It's probably the same Aussie accent, I would imagine.
All right, my friend, I'm going to have some coffee. You have a Foster's, and you and I will be back on the other side of this commercial break. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. The webcam is up. If you'd like to see how we do the show, go to our website at www.xzone-radio.com. On the right-hand side is a button that says Studio Webcam. Click on that, and le voila, you'll be right here. David and I will return on the other side of this break, live and around the world, on the Talkstar Radio Network.
If you're active military duty, Guard or Reserves, or a veteran, you must listen to this important message. But first, get a pen, because in a moment, you're going to want to write down a vital phone number. How does a no-cost college education sound to you?
Impossible.
Here's the truth. At Grantham University, you can get a no-cost, fully accredited college education. You see, Grantham serves those who serve our country, offering no-cost college degrees to the men and women in the military. It's true. If you already have college or military credit, you can transfer these to Grantham so you can finish what you started. Plus, with our online program, you can get your degree virtually anywhere. Do you have that pen? Because here's the number to call for your no-cost college degree from Grantham University. Call 866-373-3179. That's 866-373-3179. Call right now. Grantham's counselors are ready to help you get started on your no-cost college degree. Make the call. 866-373-3179. That's 866-373-3179.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated, the birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is, and just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. If you'd like to give us a call and speak to our special guest, this part of the show, his name is David Oates. He's well known to everyone who listens to alternative radio. That's what we classify ourselves. You know, we talk about the strange, the wonderful, the bizarre, the wacky, the far out, the way far out. And we even talk about those subjects that might push you over the wall. 1-877-528-8255 is toll-free throughout the U.S. and Canada. 1-877-528-8255. You can also send us an email to xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And on AOL, I am Xzone Studio. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you very much.
David, can you give us an example?
Yeah, well, we'll start off with a couple of examples in music, because that's what everyone knows initially. And I'm going to start off with a song by Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is a song called Cotton Fields. Let's run it forward.
It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in their home.
Let me run this in reverse, and he sings backwards, I believe in my cool woman.
I believe in my cool woman.
And again.
I believe in my cool woman.
I play that at two different speeds, in case you didn't get it properly the first speed. So that's a classic example in music. Let's look at another one in music. This is from Eric Clapton, and the song Cocaine. And he says in reverse, I'm so wicked, which is pretty complimentary to the song promoting cocaine. And again. Did you hear that one there?
I sure did.
Yeah, so there's two examples in music, and they happen in music, if anyone wants to research them themselves, you'll find them in every second or third song that you look at has this quite clear backwards phrase that generally relates to the spirit of the song. So let's look at a couple of very simple examples in human speech. Well, I'll look at two politicians, and we're going to play one first from a politician who is being honest, and then we'll play one from a politician who's being dishonest. So here is the honest politician is Bob Dole when he was running for the presidency in 1996, and he's resigning from the Senate, and he's speaking in very eloquent terms about his service in the U.S. Senate.
You do not lay claim to the office you hold. It lays claim to you. Your obligation is to bring to it the gifts you can of labor and honesty, and then to depart with grace.
So he seems to be speaking with great pride there, and the backward message reflects that pride, and he says in reverse, it's an honor.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
Now we did that twice, and let's run the whole track backwards, and so your listeners can hear how these reversals occur. And basically, when we run the tapes backwards, we'll hear a little bit of gibberish, then a slight pause, this very clear phrase, it's an honor, then back to gibberish once again. So here it is, the whole lot backwards.
It's an honor to be able to ask you to get those in your business. Yeah, goodbye.
And I think you could hear the it's an honor right in the middle of the gibberish. And that's what all the avid reverse speech researchers are looking for with their headphones on. These very quick, sharp, clear phrases amongst the gibberish. Now, we're going
to
go...
I have to...
Sorry, go ahead.
What's happened to reverse speech since the implementation of CDs?
Oh, since the implementation of CD. Well, that's actually very interesting because CD players actually don't play in reverse. And we've tried a couple of times to get them modified to play backwards, and it's a very difficult modification, and no one has been gamed or has volunteered to do it for us. So essentially what you need to do is to transfer the track either to an audio tape or put it in your computer. You can put a CD in your CD-ROM and then transfer the audio from that to a regular sound file. And we have software on our website that you can load down to your computer that will play the tape forward.
You have to go to the network news. David John Oates, our special guest, and David and I will be back on the other side of the news right here live and around the world on the TalkStar Radio Network.
This is newsbreaking. The Walmart employee whose abduction was caught on surveillance video has been found dead. Megan Holden's body was found this morning in the West Texas town of Stanton. FCC Chairman Michael Powell says he plans to step down in March. Says he has no immediate plans for the future, but didn't rule out a run for political office. President Bush attended the National Prayer Service this morning to wrap up the inaugural festivities. The Interfaith Prayer Service was held at Washington's National Cathedral. A car bombing near a Shiite mosque in Baghdad killed 14 people today. A blast went off as worshippers left the mosque on Holy Day. People west and northeast preparing for a major winter storm. Winter storm watches and heavy snow advisories are posted in areas of those regions. A blizzard watch is in effect now for New York City from Saturday through Sunday. The Dow Industrial is down 78 at 10,392. I'm Russ Rossman.
How much would you pay to get rid of the lines and wrinkles on your face? Well, listen carefully. Today, Chamonix is offering you the chance to try Jeunesse before you buy it. It's the world's finest anti-wrinkle treatment, clinically proven to reduce lines and wrinkles in 5 minutes.
If you had told me this product worked for the first 5 minutes, I would have said no way. I saw instant results. My face looked 5 to at least 10 years younger. It took 15 years off of my appearance. Really worked. In 5 minutes, the first time you use it. I think that if I was given a magical treatment, this would be it.
If you'd like to experience results like these, then call 800-SKIN-860. 800-SKIN-860. Just pay shipping and handling, and Chamonix will rush you the amazing Jeunesse Eye Cream and Face Serum to try. You'll see years' worth of wrinkles disappear in 5 short minutes. If you're not absolutely... the unused portion, and Chamonix will even refund your shipping and handling. How's that for a guarantee? Call 800-SKIN-860.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin, author of The Healthy Heart Miracle. All you need to jump rope is a 10-foot rope. Fitness refers to your heart. To become fit, try to work up to exercising continuously for 30 minutes 3 times a week. The end of the rope should barely reach your armpits when you stand on the middle of it. You jump from and land on your toes, so you don't need special shoes. Be careful when you start. You have to spin the rope about 80 times a minute to keep it from tangling, and jumping that fast requires that you be in good shape. Start out by spinning the rope forward so that you can see it as it passes. Bend your knees to absorb the shock of landing and protect your back from the force of your foot striking the ground. To keep yourself from falling, bend slightly forward at the waist. For a copy of this report, go to thehealthyheartmiracle.com. I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin.
The following program deals with controversial subjects. The theories expressed are not the only possible interpretation.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And
Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. We dove deep into our archives and found that song that was done in reverse speech by David Oates, who's our special guest tonight. David, how are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, let's continue, shall we?
All right, let's continue. What's the next?
All right. We played an example of an honest politician first. Now we're going to look at a dishonest politician. This is actually, I think this is actually quite an amusing example. This is John Edwards, who was a running mate for John Kerry, who ran against Bush. And he's talking forwards about negative campaign attacks or negative advertising,
yep.
Basically having an attack at George Bush. So here we go forwards.
Well, what have we seen? Relentless negative attacks against John. So in the weeks ahead, we know what's coming, don't we? More negative attacks. Aren't you sick of it?
And where he says more negative attacks, he says in reverse, I'd do it again, which obviously says that he's going to do negative campaign attacks as well. So here it is. And he's actually got a southern drawl in reverse. You can hear his southern drawl. Here it is backwards. I'd do it again.
I'd do it again.
I'd do it again.
And once more.
I'd do it again.
So let's run that again forwards and then in reverse so people can get the context.
But what have we seen? Relentless negative attacks against John. So in the weeks ahead, we know what's coming, don't we? More negative attacks. Aren't you sick of it?
And, of course, the negative attacks are also going to come from him. I'd do it again.
I'd do it again.
I'd do it again.
So there you go. So reverse speech is revealing his innermost thoughts. And he is also going to do negative campaign attacks.
Now, David, do we all have this built-in psychological way of talking? How about children? Do children talk backwards as well?
Oh, yes, they do. In point of fact, children's reversals are just amazing. So to answer your question, yes, I believe that we all do have this inbuilt into us. It's a natural function of language. When I first began researching this, one of my questions was, when does reverse speech first occur? Are we born with it, or is it a learned process from birth? And so I began to do reversals on children to find out when it was beginning. And I began to find intelligent backward messages in children from as early as 4 months of age. So let's play one. This is just a nice single word. This is a four-month-old child, and most people are not aware that children are communicating at a lot younger age than we first gave them credence for. So here it is forwards, normal baby sounds. And we run this backwards, you'll hear the gibberish, and then right at the end, this very clear hello. Here we go. Hear that? And again. So there we go. That's just a nice, simple sound. How would you feel if you're a parent playing your child in reverse and heard them say hello? It'd be quite a shock, I would imagine. Let's play another. Sorry.
Right, so that's to say the least. You know, if you actually heard your infant child say audible words, it's like, wow. Now, but all right, this is good for English, David.
Uh-huh.
So, how about other languages?
Oh, right. Well, reverse speech is we believe it's occurring in all languages. In the years I've been doing reverse speech, I have trained many students from all over the world how to do this. We have trained students in German, Spanish, Korean, French, and we have found, and there's a couple other languages as well, and we've found reversals occurring in all of those languages. It appears to occur in the language that you are thinking in at the time of speaking. If someone is, for example, speaking English and their natural language is German, you may find a mixture of both German and English reversals in their speech. So we assume that it's occurring in all languages, being a natural function of human speech. Actually, I could play you quite an interesting example of... let me see if I can pull this one up very quickly. I've got some great ones.
While you're doing that, I'm just going to give our listeners your web address. It's www.reversespeech.com. There are examples on the website. Plus, David has a special reverse speech audio software package that you can buy. I believe it's $59 U.S.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. You can. That's been a software program that we have designed ourselves. It's a very popular software. We get a lot of people downloading it and then emailing me all the reversals they find. So if you're interested in the reverse speech software, go and download it and send me what you find, and some of it may make it to my website.
What do you have for a partner?
Sorry?
I said, what do you have for us, partner?
All right, okay. I've got, this is an example of Osama bin Laden. Now, he's actually speaking Arabic forwards, and we have an English reversal. So let's run this forwards first off.
Al-Ikhwa al-Ladina nasabun shuhada il-Akh Abdul-Aziz al-Mu'tim al-Ladhi qutila fil-Riyad wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah wal-Akh Mufi.
Okay, so speaking Arabic forwards. Now, I should point out before I play this reversal that this was from about an hour speech that he did, and we only found two clear English reversals in that whole hour speech. So we would assume that most of his reversals were in his native tongue, but of course Osama bin Laden does speak English. He has spent time in the United States, and we hear an English reversal, and it says, "I will buy you the palace of evil." And again. Do you hear that one there?
Yeah, it's clear as a bell.
Absolutely. So there we have an example of an English reversal in someone speaking Arabic. Now, on my website, we have a whole section there of Spanish reversals. So if we have any Spanish-speaking people, they can go to the Spanish section of the website and listen to those. And also in the links section of my website, there are links to two German reverse speech sites that have many German reversals.
Another commercial break here. David John Oates is our special guest. His website is www.reversespeech.com. Jeez, it's one of those nights here on the X-Zone.
Later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies that use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may contain vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's so nice to meet an old friend, and that's the time of day. And you talk about the hometown a million miles away. Is the ice still in the river? Are the old folks still the same? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the morning came, do you remember that she dropped a name or two? Is the home team still on fire? Do they still win all the games? And by the way, did she mention my name?
Hello, welcome back, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. This is The X-Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's been one of those days. Have you ever had one of those days when you get up on the wrong side of bed, you plow into the wall because you're used to getting on the other side of the bed, and then you go and you take the keys and you try and find the truck, and the wife has forgotten to tell you that she's taking the truck instead of the car, and you think somebody's stolen the truck? And let me see what else happened. And my computer, as you know, was totally kiboshed. I did something on CHML here in Hamilton today, and I go and I punch in www.xzone-radio.com. It comes up on the screen. I get home and I come downstairs, and I've still got no access to my own website. Anyway, thanks to the good people at Mountain Cable here in Canada. In Ontario, Jason over there was a great help. We were able to figure things out. The computer is working. All the email is in. I had a great day since then. And here I am with a good friend, David, who is the gentleman who brought reverse speech to millions of people. David, I think you were on Art Bell's show first, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I did Art Bell's show back in 96, and then from then I did hundreds of radio shows and all across the United States. There have been several TV specials done on reverse speech. I did the Geraldo show a few times, and Extra and Current Affair, and several others. So it's really done the rounds. Of course, now I'm back in Australia. I don't do American shows all that much anymore, but certainly I'm very active on Australian media right now. So.
Well, I'm so glad that you're with us tonight, David, because the reverse speech is something that has always intrigued me, because when you hear it going one way, when you talk, you don't think about what you're saying most of the time. I know politicians never think about what they're saying. And it's funny to hear what you really mean when you play it backwards. I remember one of your clips. What was it? It was the one about Neil Armstrong.
Oh, we can play that one. Let me go and pull that one up. This actually the Neil Armstrong clip was the very first backward message I ever heard in human speech, and I actually came across it quite by accident. I was running a tape recording of a radio broadcast backwards, trying to find some old-time music, and I came across this clip of Neil Armstrong, and it totally took my breath away. Here he is speaking forwards. This is his famous first words as he steps onto the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And he says in reverse, man will spacewalk.
Man will spacewalk.
We'll do it once more.
Man will spacewalk.
And let's run it forwards. Here it is, forwards.
It's one small step for man.
And backwards.
Man will spacewalk.
And there's actually an interesting story around this reversal, because reverse speech is frequently occurring in the pauses and stutters of mispronunciations of speech. If you ever listen to someone speak for any long period of time, you'll notice their speech have got tonal fluctuations and pauses and stutters, and we often misspeak and mispronounce our words. Now, Neil Armstrong had a prepared script. He was supposed to say, that's one small step for a man, but he left out the A and said, that's one small step for man instead. And had he said his lines the way he was supposed to say it, that speech reversal would never have occurred. So it was actually his mispronunciation of speech that caused reversal to appear there.
You know, I was listening to that, and I did a show today on the moon conspiracy.
Yes.
Where the Americans went to the moon. And when Neil Armstrong said that, and he was on the moon when he said one giant step for man and so on, right?
Yes.
He said, man will walk on the moon. What did he say? Man will one
Man will spacewalk is what he actually said. Yeah.
Sorry, now, if he was actually on the moon, wouldn't he say, instead of using will, which is a future tense, wouldn't he have said, man is walking in space?
That has been said to me before. How can I explain that? I'm on the fence in regards to the moon conspiracy. In point of fact, I get many people email me asking me to do a more comprehensive analysis of Neil Armstrong's speech to find out. See, you can also explain that reversal as him expressing hope for the future of humanity in space. We have made the first step, and we will continue to walk in space. So you can take that reversal two ways. And I think what I'm going to have to do is actually get a larger section of Neil Armstrong's speech and go through it and see if I can find any further clues about that whole thing.
All right. You know, the moon conspiracy is something else that we're going to be doing a complete show on. Bart Sidrell, who is the director of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, is going to be joining us. And I don't know. I the more I listen to the arguments of those who say there was a lunar conspiracy, the more I'm going from, yes, we landed on the moon, to, hey, wait a minute, let's investigate all the aspects here. But we're talking about reverse speech here tonight. David Oates is our special guest. If you'd like to visit his website, www.reversespeech.com. David, we have to go to a commercial break, and then you and I will be coming back, and we'll have some more clips as the Exxon continues with our good friend, David Oates. Still to come on tonight's show, Michael Horn will be joining me. We're going to be talking about the Billy Meyer case, and that's coming up in the second and, the third and fourth hour of tonight's show. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone Radio Show, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. If you'd like to give us a call, speak to David, 1-877-528-8255, or you can send me an email to xzone@talkstarradio.com. I'll be back on the other side of this break with David Oates, live and around the world, exclusively right here on the Talkstar Radio Network.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids. Similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month. But for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. Our special guest of this segment of the show is David Oates. We're doing reverse speech. If you're just joining us around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network, David is the person who brought to the forefront reverse speech. And what it is you say a sentence one way, but when you play it in reverse, sometimes it has a totally different meaning. Now, David, before we went to the commercial break, you and I were talking about the lunar conspiracy, and I came up with a great idea during that break.
Yes?
I have what astronauts refuse to say about the lunar landing. Bart Sabrell did a CD called Astronauts Gone Wild. I'm sending you the audio clips.
Excellent.
Of the astronauts were saying.
Okay.
And we will have you back on in a month.
I would be fascinated to do those clips. Absolutely.
All right, my friend.
Okay, so what, you're going to email it to me or post it to me? Or?
What we'll do is I'll set up an FTP account, and we'll do it by FTP. And
yep.
Well, we'll work the logistics out later.
Okay, fantastic.
It'll be a very fascinating show.
Oh, yeah, I would love to do it. And it's actually quite ironic that you should say that, because I've been thinking the last month or so, I need to go and solve this. I want some of the astronauts' recordings. So, fantastic.
I've got them. And once again, this is from the second DVD that Bart Sabrell has done, entitled Astronauts Gone Wild. 1-877-528-8255 is our toll-free number throughout the U.S. and Canada. If you'd like to send me an email, xzone@talkstarradio.com. David, we have about 2 minutes before we have to go to the news at the top of the hour. What do you have for us lined up?
All right, well, let's play an example on Arnold Schwarzenegger when he won his election to be governor of California. And this is quite an interesting reversal, I think. So we'll run this forwards first.
And I want to thank also all the people on this campaign.
So just thanking all the people who helped him in the campaign. And in reverse, we hear him say, soon I'll beat the law. Let's run this at three different speeds.
Soon I'll beat the law. Soon I'll beat the law.
And again.
Soon I'll beat the law.
Now, I think that's an interesting reversal, because it's been rumored and hinted for a long time that Arnold Schwarzenegger has his eyes on the U.S. presidency. And the way the Constitution is currently structured, only an native-born American can become president of the United States. But just recently, there's been, I think, two separate bills introduced to change that, constitutional requirement. And I think that's what that reversal is referring to, that he's going to overcome the law that stops him from becoming president of the United States.
All right, David, please stand by. You and I have got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, David Oates will be back with us. We're going to be playing more clips. We'll find out how you can use reverse speech in your business, how corporations can use reverse speech, and we'll also talk to you about the courses that David has. His website is www.davidoates.com, and if you'd like to know only about reverse speech, www.reversespeech.com. My name is Rob McConnell, and this is The X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. We come to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, live on the Talkstar Radio Network. Then the show is repeated in its entirety from 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. Eastern, and then from 10 a.m. Eastern until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you'd like to find out what other fine programming is available on Talkstar Radio Network, visit our website at www.talkstarradio.com. David Oates and I will be back on the other side of the news at 6.5 minutes past, right here live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concern and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may contain vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaved.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
USA Radio Network News, this is Russ Rossman reporting. An 11-year-old Florida boy has been found alive in Bartow County, Georgia, but a suspected kidnapper is still on the loose. Marion County Sheriff's Department Captain Dennis Scrawl.
It was in a wooded area in Bartow County, Georgia. And like I say, this area is just off of I-75. Actually, I-75 runs through the county, and it's about 35, 40 miles north of Atlanta, Georgia.
He says they will find the suspect.
Suspect is still on the loose. They feel that they had him contained in an area. A perimeter has been set. And the sheriff up there told the sheriff of Marion County it's just a matter of time before he's in custody.
Police are looking for 42-year-old convicted sex offender Frederick Frent. Frent was last seen in a tent he had set up behind a gas station in the area, and then he fled when spotted. Officers found the suspect's car on the side of Interstate 75. Law enforcement agencies are confirming that the body of an abducted 19-year-old Walmart employee has been found in West Texas, and the suspect has been arrested. Tyler, Texas Police Chief Gary Swindell wouldn't say much about the condition of the victim's body.
But we will say that it is apparent that she has died of a gunshot wound.
Police found the suspected kidnapper, identified as Johnny Williams, at a hospital in Wilcox, Arizona. He had a gunshot wound apparently received, they said, during a robbery attempt. This is USA Radio News.
If you're losing your hair, thinning, or even balding, then I have great news for you. Now you can have up to twice as much hair within 4 months guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the advanced hair regrowth formula that contains an active ingredient so effective that it was patented and approved by the FDA. With Hair Advantage, you'll see dramatic results in your very first month. The secret to Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that shows the majority of hair loss is due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage removes DHT from your scalp as the hair regrowth treatment starts regrowing new hair. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half of those people experiencing moderate to dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you could experience new dense hair regrowth guaranteed. Hair Advantage is clinically proven, effective on men and women, and guaranteed to work. So call now toll-free, 1-800-862-1814. That's 1-800-862-1814. Call now, 1-800-862-1814.
New Jersey is about to be hit with its first big snowstorm of the winter season. Forecasters say a foot of snow could fall during Saturday's storm.
A big snowstorm on the way means wall-to-wall shopping carts at the Stop and Shop in Secaucus, with shoppers like this mom who says a snowstorm is a good excuse for a party at her house.
The milk, bread, and goodies, cookies, pancakes, bananas for the pancakes.
That sounds like a party.
Yes, it will be, yes.
While other shoppers look a bit frantic here, this grandmother says she really doesn't mind the snow.
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't. I'm happy to be alive and healthy at my age.
In Secaucus, waiting for the snow, Noam Layden, New Jersey.
And a snowstorm also in line for the north central states, Midwest, and Northeast. A blizzard warning in effect now for New York City. In Washington, D.C., getting a taxi cab will add to the misery of tracking through the snow there. The D.C. Taxi Cab Commission is allowing cab operators to double the cost of taking a cab during the snowstorm this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Kids are laughter, Ovaltine, hot and rich, see what we mean. Its creamy taste will make the scene. Hot milk mixed with Ovaltine. Hot chocolate Ovaltine, nutritious Ovaltine. I want my Ovaltine, with chocolate Ovaltine.
Lots of vitamins combined with minerals, so keep in mind. With Smith Cocoa's far behind, Ovaltine is quite a find.
Hot chocolate Ovaltine, nutritious Ovaltine. I want my Ovaltine, with chocolate Ovaltine.
The Dow Jones Industrial is on track to break a 23-year-old record, that being the closing lower in the first 3 weeks of the new year. Last time it happened was 1982. Some analysts, however, look for an uptick to close out January. Here's Robin Verhoes with today's NYSE activity.
Prices closed lower in heavy trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The volume was $1,643,553,640. The market was down 18 cents. The New York Stock Exchange index closed at 69.96.56, down 13.91. Advances 1560, declined 1683. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 10,392.99, down 78.48. Today's most active issue is Lucent Technologies. It closed at 3.27, down 1 cent.
NASDAQ finished the week at 2034, down today 11 points. The S&P 500 down 7.5 at 1167. There's more news at USARadio.com. This is Russ Rossman on the U.S.
Shriners believe that every child deserves a chance to realize their full potential. A tragic gasoline explosion left young Dan Carroll covered with burns and with a slim chance of survival. That is, until a local Shriner heard about the accident.
Almost immediately, magic started happening.
Dan was airlifted to a Shriners hospital.
The doctor said, I know you're expecting the worst, but this is Shriners Hospital, and we're the finest burn center in the world.
Without the Shriners, I wouldn't be here right now. Like, seriously.
Shriners Hospital offers some of the world's finest orthopedic and burn medical care to kids, totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. Today, Dan is a professional jazz drummer with a bright future.
I can do whatever I want to do. There's no limitations, and they help you learn that.
If you know a child that the Shriners could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
The following program deals with controversial subjects. The theories expressed are not the only possible interpretation.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting you very low. Wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name yet. How I wish you could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep. Even in your sleep.
Welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. Our special guest to this segment of the show is David Oates. Now, if you'd like to join us and speak with David, we're talking about reverse speech. And David's been kind enough to play some clips, and we have a few more clips that will be played during this hour. If you'd like to join us, tell us what you think. If you've ever used reverse speech to understand someone a little better, give me a call toll-free throughout the U.S. and Canada at 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free throughout the U.S. and Canada. 1-877-528-8255. Now, if you're listening to us around the world on either Galaxy 4R, on AMC4, or on Pioneer Radio, or on TalkStarRadio.com streaming audio, you can send me an email to xzone@talkstarradio.com. I'd be more than glad to read your emails or your MSN messages at TalkStarRadio@hotmail.com to David. And, you know, it's a very interesting thing. David and I are going to be doing the reverse speech of the astronauts in Bart Sibrel's Astronauts Gone Wild, and I'm going to be very interested to see what that is all about. In fact, we are going to be doing a complete show on the lunar conspiracy theory. On that show, we will have Ken Thomas from Steam Shovel Press. We are going to have David John Oates with us. We're going to have Bart Sibrel. And one astronaut will be coming on who is on that tape, who's actually on the moon.
And later on in the show, I will give you the exact date when that is going to happen. But right now, let's welcome back our good friend, David Oates. His website is www.reversespeech.com. Welcome back, and good day.
G'day, mate. How are you? There you go. Some nice Aussie slang for you.
I'll tell you, you know, every time I see a can of Foster, I hear somebody say, good day.
Well, look, it's such a common saying, good day, mate. You could hear that probably 100 times a day. It's on all Aussies' tongue. It just sort of rolls off quite naturally.
Yeah, it's just like us saying, hey, how are you?
Yeah, right, exactly the same. Sure, exactly the same.
Tell me, how long have you been back in Australia?
Oh, I've been back for 5 years now. A long time. Yeah, yeah. And I've been really pleased since I've been back. Reverse Speech has been embraced by the Australian community. I've got, this year alone, I've got 4 training classes starting across Australia, and I'm doing all the talk radio shows here. A lot of interest.
Listen, what part of Australia are you?
I'm in a town called Adelaide, which is the capital city of South Australia. That's South Australia is a state down the bottom of Australia, and Adelaide's a fairly large town, about 1.5 million, and I live in a beachside suburb, and I can actually see the ocean from my house, which is very nice.
So tell me, have you run into Olivia Newton-John yet?
No, I must admit I haven't run into her. Probably if I do some reversals on her music and post it on my site, I may get some comments. But no, I haven't run into her, nor have I run into Paul Hogan. But there's still plenty of time.
All right, David, we've got no time to do reverses now. We have to go to another commercial break.
Okay.
But when we come back, what do you have lined up for us?
Oh, well, I'm going to actually, you know, I thought we might look at some reversals on Scott Peterson and a couple on George Bush.
Well, that's great.
Yep. So that should keep you all occupied.
Well, thank you very much, my friend. Please stand by. David Oates is our very special guest. He is the gentleman who brought reverse speech to the forefront in the media. Over the years, he's been on Art Bell Show. He's been on The X Zone a number of times, Larry King Live, just to name a few. And when we come back, we'll hear what Scott Peterson had to say backwards, as well as George W. My name is Rob McConnell. This is The X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. And if you dare to believe politicians, our motto is right, isn't it? I'll be back with David Oates. If you'd like to visit his website, www.reversespeech.com. Still to come on tonight's show, Michael Horn will be talking about Billy Meyer. Once again, if you'd like to visit the Talkstar Radio website to see what other fine programming is available to you, we have a great sports show on the weekend, and I'll tell you more about that later on. Visit our website at www.talkstarradio.com. David and I will be back on the other side of the commercial break, live and around the world, right here on the Talkstar Radio Network.
They're always talking about the number of people without health insurance, but what about those without dental coverage? If you're self-employed, retired, or your employer just doesn't provide dental insurance, there is an $11.95 a month solution that saves you up to 30, 50, and even 60% on dental services. And because this isn't insurance, there are no turndowns, no claim forms, no waiting periods, no runaround. And this nationwide program covers cleaning, restorations, and cosmetic dentistry. Get the whole story online. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to. There's even a form to email to get a list of all the providers in your area. Go to www.1195dental.com. You type in the numbers 1195 followed by the word dental, dental.com. 1195dental.com is here to help. And check out our low prices for family memberships.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of a zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit Earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together. Earthshare. One environment, one simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Berkshire and the Ed Council.
A, B, C, D, D, I can't remember.
Poor nutrition in his first 5 years can limit memory development. Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. To find out more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember.
Welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. David Oates is our special guest. We're talking about reverse speech. David's website is www.reversespeech.com. David, welcome back, and thanks very much for joining us here on the X Zone tonight.
You're most welcome. My pleasure. Okay.
David, what do you have for us?
Why don't we look at a couple on Scott Peterson, I think. For those who aren't familiar with the case, Scott Peterson was recently convicted of the murder of his wife and unborn child, Connor. I'm going to play a reversal that talks about his mistress, Amber Fry. She was a very key witness in the case. He was seeing this woman whilst he was still married to his wife, and she gave some quite damaging testimony against him. So let's run this forwards first.
Were you in love with her?
No. I'd have to say that I respect her. Yeah, as I imagine everyone does after seeing her come out and do the press conference.
So he's talking about Amber Fry, and he says, I would have to say that I respect her. And in this section we hear a reversal that says, I sucked in Amber. Now he's got a bit of a gravelly voice, and so you can actually hear that in reverse as well. Let's just play the game for those who mightn't have heard it. First time around, we'll run it forwards and then backwards.
Were you in love with her?
No. I'd have to say that I respect her. Yeah, as I imagine everyone does after seeing her come out and do the press conference.
And of course, reverse, I sucked in Amber. Now, this next reversal is quite revealing. The police aren't too sure exactly how his wife died, Lacey, primarily because they didn't find a head. Her decapitated body was washed up onto the beach shore, and they assumed that she was strangled. Now, we've got a reversal here that I think actually pinpoints how he actually killed her. And this highlights some of the uses of reverse speech in the forensic field. Reverse speech is actually currently being used by the Oregon State Police in a couple of cases that they're working on now, which is very exciting. But anyway, I'm going to play this small clip forwards. And a reporter is talking to Scott, and she asks him point blank, did you murder your wife? Here we go.
Did you murder your wife?
No. I did not. And I had absolutely nothing to do with her disappearance. And
so he says, no, I did not. Let's run his section forwards again.
No, I did not.
And when he says, no, I did not, he's actually flashing back to the crime scene in his mind. And you'll have to listen a little bit carefully to this reversal, because, like I said, Scott does tend to have this gravelly voice, which is also reflected backwards. But we hear him say in reverse, neck, I hit hard. So let's play that.
Neck, I hit hard.
And again.
Neck, I hit hard.
I'm going to do it once more for those who missed it. Can you hear that reversal there, Rob?
Sure
sure can.
Yeah, so I think what we are hearing in this reversal is actually how he killed Lacey, and I imagine he hit her very hard on the back of the neck. Maybe he decapitated her, because they certainly didn't find her body. So, reverse speech has been used quite successfully in many cases over the last 10 years. And point of fact, one of my certified analysts in the state of Oregon does some work for the Oregon State Police, and they've been quite impressed. They've been so impressed by his work that they've actually included reverse speech as an optional extra in their training program, which is very exciting. And I think in time we'll see more and more police departments come around to the use of reverse speech. I don't see it being used in a court of law, but certainly used to help the police in their investigations.
So it'll be used as an investigative tool.
Exactly correct. Very similar to the lie detector, which is used as an investigative tool. But reversals will reveal... I've had reversals reveal the location of evidence that the police have needed for a conviction. In one case I worked on, and we had a reversal that said the gun is hidden in the cellar, and the police got a search warrant and found the gun exactly where the reversal said it would be. So, so certainly I see it as a very powerful investigative tool.
Can you just imagine doing speech reversal on the people who go on the Jerry Springer show?
Oh, you know, well, actually, it was quite funny you should say that, because one of my analysts is quite taken by the Jerry Springer show. But I've got to tell you, I can't play any of the reversals on the air, because they're quite full of four-letter words and general abuse, which is not surprising, because that's what you see forwards on the Jerry Springer show.
David, you and I have to take a commercial break here, and when we come back, more reverse speech. Our very special guest is David Oates, and when we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to tell you the day of the Lunar Conspiracy Show right here on the X-Zone. We're going to have David Oates on with the analysis of what the astronauts were saying.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is Ed again. Can you be on the Conspiracy Show on February 25th?
Let me check my diary. February 25th?
Yes.
Yes, I'm free that weekend. Yep. Okay, I'll mark it into my diary.
Okay, he'll set up the exact hour, whichever one works best for you.
Sure. Now, listen, look, while I've got you, I'd like to play a reversal that says I'm so full of shit. Now, I don't know whether I can. I would introduce it as saying I'm so full of blank and not actually say the last word fours, but I would play it in reverse. Is that acceptable?
No, we've got this tremendous right-wing crackdown going on here in the U.S.
Right.
And they would find the hell out of us.
Okay, not a problem. I should ask.
Well, thank you for being discreet. I really do appreciate that, because nowadays you get to go directly to jail and pay $200,000.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I asked.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm delighted that you can be on with
us. Okay. Thank you.
50 movies at 12 DVDs. A $300 value if I ever saw one. All yours for $27.99 plus shipping and handling. Get online now to TalkStarRadio.com and shop the online video bookstore and bazaar.
Have you ever heard the expression, you're not getting older, you're getting better? Well, when it comes to driving, that doesn't happen naturally, but it can happen with a little effort. Just ask 68-year-old H.R. Robinson.
Listen, I exercise 4 to 5 times every week. Anytime you exercise your body, you're exercising your mind as well. You feel more confident, not only in driving, but in all aspects of life.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-993-7222. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship, a kindly friend will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend is wrong, dead wrong, because the fact is many fish are declining in number, and unlike other things, there's actually something you can do about it. Simply log on to GetQueen.com to learn how making the right seafood choices can help keep our oceans healthy and full of fish. It's easy to do. And now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's GetQueen.com, a message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Thank you.
back to the X-Zone. My name is Rob McConnell. Our special guest is David Oates. We're talking about reverse speech. Now, what is reverse speech? It's been called the discovery of the seventh sense. The research into this phenomena has been described as being of Nobel caliber. It has been featured in numerous publications around the world, and in the United States, it became a household name in the late 90s. It is called reverse speech, the phenomenon of hidden backward messages in speech. It initially gained worldwide fame in the early 80s as those strange backward messages in rock and roll songs, and the one that I will never forget. I was listening to Dave Boxer on CFCF 600 in Montreal in my youth, and Dave Boxer played Revolution Number 9, I believe it was the White Album, and if you played the record backwards, which was really neat with one of those record players, you can see them in museums today, you'd be able to leave the needle on and have it stopped, and you could just play the record backwards using your finger as the spindle, and you could hear John Lennon say, "I buried Paul, I buried Paul," and Beatle records soared.
Mm.
And then on Abbey Road, they masterfully did this picture of the Beatles walking across a street. Paul was not wearing any shoes, which I believe it was the Danish sign of death or of a deceased person. And then on the license plate on the car on the right-hand side, it said 28 if, which meant that Paul was 27 when he died, and he would have been 28. And then it was carried on onto the album cover of Sgt. Pepper's. Masterful marketing. And David Oates is with us tonight. David, thanks very much for being with us. It's a pleasure having you on the show.
You're most welcome. Actually, why don't we just go back to the past briefly and play that very famous message that got this whole thing started. Here's that clip at the end of Strawberry Fields. You know, I just realized I was playing you the wrong clip. All right, we'll do it again.
All right.
And it's this eerie type music. And right at the end, see if you can hear him say very faintly, "I buried Paul."
I'm sorry, what's...
Could you hear that there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was Revolution Number 9.
Revolution Number 9 says, "Turn me on, dead man," actually. Here, yeah, this is Revolution 9. Actually, this is Revolution 9 backwards, and you'll hear him say, "Turn me on, dead man, turn me on, dead man.
Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man."
Do you hear that one?
I sure did, and I apologize for that. I thought it was Revolution Number 9 where John says, "I buried Paul."
Yeah, no, it was actually Revolution 9 was "Turning on Dead Man," Strawberry Fields was "I Buried Paul." And on the White Album, at the end of the song, I think it's "I'm So Tired," George Harrison can be heard to say, "Paul is a dead man. Miss him, miss him, miss him." And let's see if we can play that clip.
"Give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. Give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind."
And right at the end of the song, he has a little bit of gibberish. Here it is here. And you play that backwards, and it says, "Paul is a dead man. Miss him, miss him, miss him." And here it is backwards. And I'll do it again. And so with that, those two tracks, those three tracks, got people playing Beatles records backwards all around the world. And not only did they find these intentional hidden messages, but they also found other messages that the Beatles claim, "Well, we didn't put them in." And then other groups said, "Well, we didn't put them in."
Who's at the bottom of the hour, but you and I will be back on the other side of this break, live and around the world, right here on the Talkstar Radio Network.
This is Newsbreak. Officials still looking for a suspected kidnapper, but are happy to have found a missing 11-year-old Florida boy safe. Adam Kirkett was about 2 miles from where the suspect's vehicle was discovered earlier Friday outside Atlanta. A Walmart employee has been found dead after her abduction caught on surveillance video. Megan Holden's body was found Friday morning in the West Texas town of Stanton. The 19-year-old was kidnapped tonight from a Walmart parking lot in Tyler, Texas. Violence continues in Iraq as the country heads toward its election from the 30th. A suicide car bomber murdered 14 Shiites as they left a mosque in Baghdad Friday. Another car bomb detonated in a town south of Baghdad, killing and wounding several people attending a wedding party. The Rocket is returning for another season with the Houston Astros. Seven-time Cy Young Award winner Roger Clemens has signed a one-year contract to sling fastballs for the team again. It'll be his 22nd season in the majors. More news at USAradio.com. I'm Jack DeRay.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 800-537-4030. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now at 800-537-4030. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming now, so call 800-537-4030. That's 800-537-4030.
Studies from the University of Orleans in France and the Medical College of Georgia in the United States show that you can't become fit unless you exercise vigorously enough to markedly increase your heart rate. I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin, author of The Healthy Heart Miracle. Fitness refers to your heart, and your heart is a muscle. And the only way to strengthen a muscle is to exercise it against increasing resistance. When you start to exercise, your leg muscles contract and squeeze veins near them to pump blood towards the heart. The pumping of muscle forces a large amount of blood to fill the chambers of the heart, forcing the heart to contract against increased resistance from the increased blood from your leg muscles. Pumping against increased resistance makes your heart stronger and you more fit. So if you want to become fit, you have to pick up the pace of your exercise at least once or twice a week. Learn more at HealthyHeartMiracle.com. I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin.
Everlasting smile, a smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you down, 'cause that would bring a tear to me.
This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now.
And welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. David Oates is our special guest. We're talking about reverse speech. And David's website is www.reversespeech.com. And David, thanks very much for being with us. I'm getting excited about you joining us for the Lunar Conspiracy show that we're going to be doing. And, of course, the date for that is Friday, February the 25th. And I'm going to be sending you the clips of what astronauts are saying forward. And these clips are coming off of the DVD by Bart Sobral called Astronauts Gone Wild. Then, for our listeners, on March the 11th, we are going to be doing an entire show on cattle mutilation. We're going to be setting up a courtroom scene, and we're going to have those who believe that there is actually a connection and that there is something extraterrestrial about cattle mutilations, and then we're going to have a panel of experts who are going to give their reasons why the entire thing about cattle mutilations has nothing to do with Mr. Flying Saucer. On our website that night, as will be the case for the Lunar Conspiracy, we are going to have a real-time voting software package there that you will be able to cast your vote and see the results in real time. And that's, let me see, for February the 25th, the special on the Lunar Conspiracy, and then on March the 11th, which is also a Friday, the program we're calling Bovine Justice. My name is Rob McConnell. Welcome back to the X-Zone. We're here Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Eastern, live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network. You can give us a call if you'd like to speak to David Oates and ask him any questions about reverse speech. 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free throughout the U.S. and Canada at 1-877-528-8255. Or you can send me an email to xzone@talkstarradio.com. You can send an MSN message to us here at talkstarradio@hotmail.com and on AOL IM to X-Zone Studio. David, what else do you have in store for us, my friend?
Well, I'm going to move to George Bush in a sec, but before I do that, I want to play a reversal that gives more of an insight into what actually is talking backwards. I'm often asked, what is speaking backwards? Is it the unconscious? Is it the soul? Is it disembodied spirits? And obviously, my belief is that it's the unconscious or the spirit. But anyway, this is quite a fascinating reversal. It comes from one of my students, and he's talking into his tape player about some financial problems that he's got, and he's looking for advice. So let's run this forwards.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
Now, that's all the forward clip I've got, but he goes on to say, should I be putting more energy and money and effort into this venture? And he says in reverse, a reversal that says, you're frightened, lean on me. Now, let's play it, and I'll talk about its significance.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
And I do it once more.
You're frightened, lean on me.
That's quite a clear reversal. When it says lean on me, who is actually speaking? Well, I believe in this case it is his spirit talking, and his spirit saying to him, I know you're frightened, I know you're upset, don't worry, don't panic, lean on me, trust in me. So I think that stunningly illustrates the depth to that reverse speech can go to. So quite a fascinating reversal. Okay.
1-877-528-8255 is our toll-free number if you'd like to speak to David Oates. And, of course, you can go to his website. It's quite an extensive website. There's a lot of clips on the website. You can take your time, listen to them at home. And there's also a software package that's available on David's website if you don't have a very good audio package. Website, www.reversespeech.com. I'm sorry, David. Welcome back.
That's okay. Thank you. All right, let's look at a couple on George Bush, shall we? One I'm going to play now is actually a reversal that I found just before, about 2 weeks before George Bush went into Iraq. And on the base of this reversal, I actually predicted on a couple of radio shows that we would see the Iraqi conflicts begin within 2 or 3 weeks, and it certainly proved to be accurate. So here we go forwards.
Help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And he's talking about a future government in Iraq. And, of course, Iraq has their elections coming up very, very soon now. And he says in reverse, we will sit in Baghdad. Here we go.
We will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
And that shows his intentions. It's what we call a future tense reversal, and reverse speech has been known many times to predict the future, to anticipate future events, and this is certainly one of those reversals. So he's saying his intention, and I think the "we will sit in bed" that goes a little bit further, and you know, I think it's implying that he wants political power there too. And here's a controversial reversal on George Bush that I play occasionally. Here's just after he won his very first election.
That an act of war was declared on the United States of America.
Ah, that was after 9/11. Now this raises a whole... Sorry?
Right, I was going to ask you about 9/11.
Yeah, well, he's just said an act of war was committed in the United States of America. Now, a lot of conspiracy theorists will say that there was that the United States was not exactly clean in the 9/11 attack. I don't know which way I go on that one, but the reversal says, rule the planet, Dad, which...
All right, let's hold it here. Yep. I have to take another commercial break. When we come back, we'll play that clip. That should be very interesting with George Bush talking about 9/11. David Oates is our special guest. Our website is www.xzone-radio.com, or if you'd like to visit the X-Zone Radio website, it's www.xzone-radio.com. And if you'd like to go to David Oates' website, www.reversespeech.com. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone Radio Show, and David Oates and I will be back on the other side of this break as the X-Zone continues exclusively on the Talkstar Radio Network.
Yes, we're a nation of savvy consumers. We research, we compare, and we drive all over town looking for the best deal. Well, if we're so darn savvy, why do we put up with high cable rates and poor service when there's a more savvy choice like Dish Network? Dish Network has America's lowest all-digital price, just $29.99 per month for over 60 all-digital channels. Want more? Dish Network has hundreds of available channels. Call the Dish Store now at 800-805-2601, and we'll connect up to 4 TVs free. Plus, we'll upgrade you to a Dish Digital Video Recorder free. But you gotta call 800-805-2601 right now. So be a savvy consumer and get 100% digital TV from Dish Network. Call 800-805-2601 now. Offer ends 1/31/05. Pay $49.99 activation fee and get a $49.99 credit on your first bill. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions apply. Participation subject to credit approval. Call 800-805-2601 now.
A few gray hairs, wrinkles around the eyes might bother some people, but not me. I couldn't be happier. You see, 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a kind of cancer. I wasn't sure I'd be around for my next birthday, let alone live to see the signs of aging some folks fret about. All I could think about was that I'd be missing the big events in the lives of my three daughters. Graduations, weddings, grandchildren. As I cried myself to sleep, I knew I was in the fight of my life. But I got help and hope from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Thanks in part to the life-saving research they fund, survival rates for lymphoma and other blood cancers have increased dramatically. So far, I'm beating this thing. My cancer's in remission. Who knows what the future holds? But if living longer means more gray hairs and wrinkles, I'll take them. To find out how you can help, call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. I'm Kathleen Maggie Brown, and with the help of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, I'm relentless for a cure.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to play in Strawberry Field. Nothing is real, nothing to get on the ground. Strawberry Field forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Dancing on your seat. Getting hard to be someone, but it all worked out. It doesn't matter what you see.
Welcome back to the X-Zone. My name is Rob McConnell. Our website is www.xzone-radio.com. Our telephone number, toll-free throughout the U.S. and Canada, is 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free at 1-877-528-8255. Or you can send an email to xzone@hawkstarradio.com.
David, before we went to the commercial break, you were queuing up a clip of President Bush talking shortly after 9/11.
Yeah, let's play that one again forwards. Here we go, forwards.
That an act of war was declared on the United States of America.
Now, this reversal seems to hint at some ulterior motives, actually. And, that's the way I read it anyway. And the reversal says, rule the planet, Dad. Here we go. And again. And so the question is, was he using 911 as with an ulterior motive of cementing himself into world power? So, interesting question. Yeah, okay. All right. Here, let's look at a little bit of an amusing one. We all like to have a go at religious fundamentalists, and here's an American preacher giving a sermon.
Great things for him, and I can do great things today. My friend, it just narrows itself down what he said to Simon Peter by the Sea of Galilee, lovest thou me?
And this reversal says, my advice is rancid.
My advice is rancid. My advice is answered.
And once more.
My advice is answered.
And what I might do, let's play that whole track backwards and see if you can hear the reversal amongst the gibberish. Here we go. And I think you can hear that quite clearly amongst the gibberish. Let's do it just once more for those who missed it. And that's how reverse speech works. Once every 30 seconds or so, you'll hear these clear phrases, and sometimes they're so clear they just stick out like a neon light. We ran the tape back with the suddenly bang, this very clear, intelligent, grammatically correct sentence that in most cases relates directly to what's being spoken forwards. And that was one of the things that originally convinced me about the validity of reverse speech back in the early days, was that most of these reverse messages had direct contextual relationship to what was being said in the forward dialogue. And some of the critics of reverse speech will say, well, if you take any section of speech and run it backwards, you're bound to find the occasional word or maybe a sentence here and there. But when they are constantly talking about subject matter talked about in forward speech, then one has to ask some very serious questions.
David, how can reverse speech be applied in someone's business?
Ah, very good question. I actually have quite a few corporate clients. There's many ways that you can use it in business. Let's take a simple partnership. Let's supposing someone wants to go into partnership with someone else. You're going to want to know whether that partner is trustworthy or not. And you can do reversals on your partner or potential business partner. And the reversals will actually not only tell you whether you can trust your partner or not, but they will also give you some idea as to the success of the business itself. Because what we're doing in reverse speech, we're tapping into the depths of the unconscious. And over 95% of all our mental processes lie in the unconscious mind. And the unconscious knows us very well. It also knows our weaknesses and our good points. And based on its knowledge of us and also our partner, it can predict, in some cases, what the outcome of that business will be. I have a couple of clients in Sydney who will contact me before they're about to employ someone. And we can either do reversals on the employees or potential employees, or we can even get information from the person who has interviewed the employee as to whether that employee can be trustworthy or not. Another area that it's used in business, and I get a lot of clients come to me for this, is to find out whether you have any unconscious blocks or behavioral sabotages to your own business being a success. I use this a lot in therapy. I've got a fairly active therapeutic practice where clients will come to me with various problems and issues, and we can get a detailed look inside their mind as to what is the cause of this problem or issue. Now, a businessman, for example, may have a constant series of failures happening to him. And when you have failures like that all the time on a successive basis, then you've got to look inside of you and find the reason in you for these failures or potential failures. And reverse speech can let us have a look at the unconscious mind and say, well, you're failing in this area because of these particular issues that came out in reverse speech. And it can give us a very accurate look as to why the unconscious is running the patterns that it's running.
All right, David, please stand by. You and I have to take our final break for the segment of the show. Fascinating topic, reverse speech, and I can hardly wait to hear what you come up with the analysis of the astronauts who claimed that they went to the moon. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone. David Oates is our special guest. His website is www.reversespeech.com. Still to come on tonight's show, Michael Horn will be joining us. We're going to be talking about Billy Meier. There are those who believe that Billy Meier is nothing else but a hoaxer. However, there are those who believe that he is a very credible man, and he is having, and he has had, multiple UFO experiences as well as sightings. The X-Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard, will continue with yours truly, Rob McConnell, on the other side of this break, live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network.
Yeah, another 5 minutes and I'm done.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The legacy of the great communicator lives on in his accomplishments and his spoken word. And now you can own a treasury of the great speeches of Ronald Wilson Reagan on DVD. We're offering 12 memorable speeches from Ronald Reagan's remarkable presidency, starting with his nomination speech all the way to his farewell to the nation in 1988. Included is his memorable speech at the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
This DVD collection in full color is the best way to remember Ronald Reagan and share his wit, charm, and the clarity of his challenge to all Americans. Order this stirring collection of Reagan speeches for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to www.reagancollection.com.
Order online or by mail at the address ReaganCollection.com.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. Basketball great Charles Barkley.
I got a little pop quiz for you. What do I have a hard time keeping shut? And what is my nickname? And now I got one for you. Do you know your kid's principal's nickname?
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
The following program deals with controversial subjects. The theories expressed are not the only possible interpretation.
Little garden outside of the earth.
And welcome back to the X-Zone. My name is Rob McConnell, our special guest of this segment, David Oates. David, as usual, time with you goes too fast, my friend.
Reverse speech. It's one of the most fascinating phenomena that we've had here on the X-Zone. And tell us how our listeners can learn how to do reverse speech. I understand you give courses, so tell us about that, David.
Yes, well, in point of fact, we have an online training class beginning in the second weekend of February, I think. We have an entire training program that in the first year trains students how to hear the reversals and how to interpret them. In the second year of the program, I teach hypnosis and how to work with the unconscious mind. The course can be taken online. We have an audio chat room on the Reverse Speech website. This next online class is going to be quite exciting. We've got students from Hong Kong and Thailand and Switzerland joining us, plus, of course, several from Australia and the United States. And if you're serious about using this as a career, there are several people out there now who are using doing reverse speech as their full-time career and making quite a good living too. So that's the online training class. That's beginning. We sell the software, of course, which you can download from the website, as well as books and tapes and videos. If you want to purchase a reversing machine itself, which is basically a modified Walkman, I have a phone number to get that from, and that is area code 503-970-4922. 503-970-4922. We'll give you the equipment that you need, and we'd love to have you joining us in the audio chat room for the next online training class.
David, great having you on, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to come up with when we have you back for the Lunar Conspiracy Special, Friday, February the 25th. Thanks very much for tonight, Dave. It's always a pleasure. Take care of yourself in regards to the family.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Take care, David.
Bye.
Thank you very much, sir.
Not a problem.
And
speak to you soon.
25th.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.